It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Cat missing for 7 years, founded a factory just 300 yards from their home.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
We are getting so close to the cruise on Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Let's go.
Where I believe producer Steve might find love.
Oh, wow.
I believe that we will win.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes. Correct.
But Steve, here are things every guy should have according to ladies.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this regardless of age then?
Yeah, I don't know. It just says it doesn't give me enough to go on
okay.
to know the age of it. So I'm going to say the age of women that Steve would be interested in.
Okay.
A good okay. collection of quality, hole free underwear.
Oh, no. Are we 0 for 1 on that?
Oh, no. I got that.
Okay.
Well, you do? You have a nice collection?
I've got an assortment and yeah.
Do you mind me asking, what do you have on
today? I don't
today?
Know that it matters if you minds it or not.
I mean, you're going to.
You're right. I'm going to ask anyways.
Actually, these are one of the ones that are holy.
Oh, no.
Because of the blessing?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do we have? Color? Style?
Green and blue. And kind of checkered.
Oh, so Seahawks colors.
Ooh, go Hawks. Yeah. Are they
checkered. Boxer, not checkered, but
boxer briefs, regular checkered boxers, flannel? That almost sounds flannel. Hopefully you're not wearing flannel today.
I mean, it is going to be summer soon, so.
Yeah, I got to prepare.
Yeah.
No, they're just normal, regular.
No, shocker.
Well, no, that's, what do you mean normal? Like briefs?
No.
Boxers.
Yeah. Okay. Normal, regular. Yeah.
I don't know why that was so hard.
It seemed difficult.
Another thing women say you should have. How about this? At least one.
I don't know yet. Tell me and I'll let you know.
Good quality, completely platonic female friend who gives solid advice and emotional support.
Oh, wow. That was a lot.
Mm. It was. Do you have one good female friend?
I'm taking candidates.
What about that lady from the old station that you were the station you used to work at?
Right.
That nice old lady who worked there.
Sure. Yeah. We're friends. Yeah.
Yeah, but she probably would give you solid advice.
Oh, yeah. No, she totally would.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Done. A big TV.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, Steve.
Man, we lost it there.
What? What's wrong with the 32-inch TV?
Well, the list is long. We don't have time.
Okay.
The ability
Next.
To cook.
Is it even HD?
A perfect steak on the grill.
Sure. Oh, boy.
Steve, have you ever cooked food on a grill?
Have I ever? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, I just wondering.
I mean, it's a fair question. You don't own a grill. I think a lot of people who live in apartments don't own grills.
That's
I think
right.
that's relatively common.
Correct.
But would you have the ability had to, if like, let's say you go to Kevin's family's 4th of July and they're like, Steve, would you mind doing the cooking?
Oh, that is part of the deal.
And you
Whoever's
go over there.
New has to cook.
Okay. And you go over there and you're like, oh, gosh, how do you turn this thing on? I mean,
yeah, there would probably be a lot of trial and error. And
how would the food be, though? I mean, once you got the flame going.
Maybe edible.
Do you know the best way to cook a steak?
On the grill.
That is correct. But high heat, low heat.
High heat? How are you?
Slow and go or.
What?
Slow and go.
Yeah.
I mean.
Slow and low is what I meant.
That's better.
Yeah, that's good.
That's how you do a steak?
Sure.
Yeah. Keeps them rare. That is absolutely wrong, Steve.
Right.
High heat. Just put them on there.
Sear it.
Flip it.
Sear it. Yeah.
The courage to let your emotions show. But not too much. Nobody wants a weeper.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. So you need to be emotional, but then don't just cry all the time.
Man, so many rules.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
These are things that ladies want in a man, Steve.
All right, well, sorry.
a passionate...
He's disconnected from his emotions, people. Yeah. We're just going to like lay it out there for you.
Yeah, a passionate, diehard love of at least one thing.
Mizzou sports?
Sure.
I feel like that's pretty passionate. You do love, what would you say, was your number one, basketball or football?
Ooh, that's tough. Probably football.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think he has a passion for that, Kevin. College football, I feel like it's...
That's fair,
he's
yeah.
very passionate
a
about
a diehard love.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a, I mean, I think that would have to count, Jay.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We got one.
That and big trucks and large TVs, man.
It check, has check, not check. Said anything about
his
a
Corolla
big truck.
And his 32-inch black and white TV. Yeah, man, let's go.
Yeah, I don't really like this list.
A barber.
Not making me feel good about myself.
Or a place, yeah, a place where you get your hair done and you get it done well.
I mean, doesn't everybody?
I think they want you to have like an actual barber,
like a specific. I know this person's
yeah,
name.
Yeah, like this.
You
is
do.
A, yep, I go to such and such.
Yeah, Miss Great Clips.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Great Clips? Did they have a contest and she won? Steve,
sash.
You go to the same person all the time?
No, they rotate.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you can go to the same person at Great Clips.
I mean, I guess I could. Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't know if that's what you did. Also, frequent showers. I do feel like you do that.
Well, that's the bar is pretty low there.
Yeah, okay.
Solid team of bros.
I think he qualifies for that.
He does have that.
Yeah, he's got.
Yeah,
yeah, he's got that down.
Clean sheets. Yeah.
How do you know?
I was gonna say that's a very assumptive.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just helping you. Say.
I see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Just
keep
agree.
Saying good things. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Keep your name alive in their mind, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And a real wallet, no Velcro.
Uh oh.
I don't know what your wallet looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, show
Steve.
Us your wallet.
You've seen my wallet.
I can't remember.
I have. I can't remember.
It's pretty cool.
Wait, you have one of those hard.
Oh
glass.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. That's
a yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's
got. You look like a man.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If you can guess, and you're standing there on the dance floor, what I forgot before I got here, $10 for the first person. Somebody goes, your pants.
Kevin James.
What was the guy's name?
Ty.
And you can say, yeah, hey, Ty, guess what you're not going to be wearing after the ceremony? Boom, the pants in the family.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story brought to you by Banner Fuel and Jacob's Custom Living. Kevin.
1955 on this date, the 2nd of July.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Welk Show premiered on ABC.
Oh, wow.
Taking the nation by storm.
Yeah.
How popular was the Lawrence Welk Show, Jay?
Why are you asking me?
Well, I mean, I feel like you
what
have
year?
A story. 70,
no, 50, 55. What? Oh, yeah. The only story I have is that I got a speeding ticket going through his hometown one time, and hey. I was going like 4 over, and it was like 2 a.m. I was coming back from doing a dance at a high school dance, and it was a very long drive. It was like, I want to say a 2.5 hour drive or something like that. So I was coming back at like midnight through that town, and they're like, oh, you were going 4 over. I go, it's me and you, bro. And I was going 4 over through town, which like was like 30. I'm like, are you that bored? And he said, shut your yappa. And I did.
Here's a ticket.
Here's a ticket. And I
what
said,
is Lawrence Welk's hometown?
Strasburg, North Dakota.
Strasburg.
Exactly. Thank you
Sounds
for saying it appropriately.
Lovely.
He has his homestead there, and I think it might even be.
Okay.
I think it's like a museum or something. And
really?
Yeah. And I said, I'm never coming back to Strasburg. And he said, shut your yappa. And off
and
I went.
And he gave you a ticket.
He did, yeah.
Wow.
That was very angry.
It's like the Colfax of
oh, 100%.
North Dakota.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up.
I know. This last weekend, we went through Colfax late at night, and I was like, eh. Jacob was driving, and I said, let's keep her down
it's
there,
like
bud.
It's like when you come down the
we
hill,
don't need no
it's hard to keep the vehicle at that speed.
It is.
You know, it's a pretty big very hill, hard. Man. It's okay. Just ride it up.
Yep. Not very nice of him. By the way, I'm trying to look up right now how long the Lawrence Welk
show ran?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems so legendary.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, 27 seasons.
Oh, that'll do it, yeah. Okay. And I think they probably only had one season a year, would be my guess, not like some shows now.
Yep.
Yeah.
27 years. Well, that's why.
That'll do it, yeah.
Your parents did watch it,
oh, yeah,
right?
Of course, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they did.
I don't remember it at all.
Well, yeah, and every time it came on, I'd hear him go, he'd go, oh, welcome to the Lawrence Welk Show, a one and a two, and then I'd be like, bye.
But, oh, you did not no, do it for
no,
you
heavens,
as a kid.
No.
Like, enjoy mom and dad.
Like, I'm out of here. How to get the kids out of the house. Put Lawrence Welk on.
A one and a two.
A one and a two.
Well, let's go to another musical legend. 1956, just 1 year later, Elvis Presley recorded, ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. I ain't nothing but a hound dog.
And one time I was driving through Tupelo, Mississippi after doing a high school dance, and I was going through like at 12:30 at night, and I got pulled over for a speeding ticket, and the guy goes, shut your mouth.
He said, shut your mouth?
Yeah, he didn't say yappa. They don't say yappa in the South, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what are you new?
I thought, how many high school dances did you do? And I'm all of a sudden interested in having you starting to do some more.
Back in the day, I did a lot, yeah.
Oh, well, let's get back into it, Jay.
Yeah. Did you tell the kids to shutter the yappas?
Yeah, a lot of yappa shutting going on up there in North Dakota, but none in the South. No,
I remember vividly. So Elvis Presley, always heard about Elvis, right? Mm. I mean, who hasn't heard about Elvis? And I was like, had never really, I've heard some of his songs. You know, I would play Jailhouse Rock once in a while or whatever.
Yeah.
But then one time I had the Elvis 50 number one hits or something like that album.
I don't think there's that many. Okay, but anyway.
It's something like that, Jay.
Okay.
And I just thought, I'm going to listen to this. I never.
Oh, wow.
And like put in headphones and listen to it. And I started thinking, oh, I get it now.
Why it's so great. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he really was really, really
good. Well, they're fun. Yeah. And then, you know, the romantic.
And the other ones.
You know,
yeah.
The love songs. Hey, man.
His voice was very pure.
18 number ones, Kevin.
18 number ones.
Yeah.
Well, the album's something different. Elvis 50 biggest hits.
Oh, it could be that. I mean, he had 100 like, 150 songs, so yeah.
Yeah. But it was the first time I just remember listening and thought, "Okay, I get it. Yeah, this guy's legit." Cuz you know how that is. You know of him, but
King is actually legit, guys.
He's actually legit. I get why people made such a big deal out of him.
That's hilarious.
Steve, have you ever listened to Elvis like that?
Maybe not quite like that.
Hey, man, he's legit, bro.
Okay. Elvis? Is that what you're saying? Is that how you pronounce it?
Okay.
Huh? How do you spell that?
Did I
say something wrong, Steve?
No, he's being sarcastic.
About what?
About the fact that you said, I think everybody's... You made it sound like some people didn't know who Elvis was.
Oh, and now Steve is making a joke
along
about the name. I'm
so glad
sorry.
I can help with the jokes.
Yeah, well, sometimes I don't get those
I
ones.
I understand.
Because, well, you know why.
Hit him, Steve. Tell him to shut it.
Shut it the mouth.
It's not quite as impactful.
And back in 1976, on this date, July the 2nd, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys joined them back on stage for the first time in 12 years. They had that little breakup for a while where they weren't really doing stuff together, and he was back on stage with the Beach Boys the way it ought to be.
Yeah.
Man, the Beach Boys just were so great when they were all together. First concert I ever went to, Steve, Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah?
At a place called Joe Albee Stadium that is no longer here. It got torn down and been replaced.
How
by
old are you? Good grief.
Spokane Stadium. Jay, I think I was about 12 years old when I went to that concert.
Kicking and screaming or excited? Do you remember?
I think I was excited because I really liked their music.
At 12, that's...
Yeah, I think I really liked their music. So it was... Yeah, I was excited to go.
By the way, John says, tell Kevin Elvis has been waiting for your confirmation of his songs being good.
Yes, well, I will text him.
I will text him.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And I'm not big on celery. Celery's so overpowering.
Well, it's also just filler.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, and I
just adds a little crunch. But
if you're gonna have celery, or I like put that in the macaroni salad.
Kevin James.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Because it's easy to pick out
on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
It is time to beat the show. Michael.
Good morning, Jay.
What's happening?
Not too much. Just came out of my meeting and
very nice.
I'm at the Maverick to get my cup of nugget ice and my Diet Pepsi.
Yep. Oh, nugget ice. I've never heard it called that before. Yes. I like that description.
Yeah, they're the little ones that are about the size of...
Yeah, they're like pellets, right?
Yeah, like pellets.
Yeah, nugget ice. Have you heard that, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's an actual known term? I thought maybe so. Michael made it up. I didn't know. Yeah. Well, either way, we approve of it. I can't speak for Steve. Let me ask him. I don't want him to not have an opinion. Steve, this is a very important topic.
Oh, yeah.
Crucially, to determine whether you've known that term or not, nugget ice.
Oh, known it? No. Like it? Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Michael, we have a category today that seems to be somehow related to the 4th of July. I don't know. It's weird how it happened.
It's weird how it happens like that.
Camping is our category today. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
Oh, thank you, Jay.
All right, and good luck
I
to you.
I actually do think it is weird that it's related to the 4th of July because heading into Hoop Fest, I think we had like Claire Danes or something. I love you, Steve.
Oh. Maybe she was playing in Hoop Fest, Kevin.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't know.
She could have been.
She's a great basketball player.
Obviously.
Judy Garland was on her team.
I think that was one of the categories leading into Hoop Fest as well.
Yeah, little known facts.
Very little. Michael, good luck. See you in a minute or so, okay?
All right.
All right.
All right, here we go. The movie Daddy Day Camp was the feature film directorial debut for this person who played Kevin Arnold on The Wonder Years.
Oh, my.
Pass.
Nico Moon's Good Time video shows a campfire. Nico co-wrote songs like Homegrown for this band, or for the band who did Homegrown.
Zach Brown Band.
What movie is the This One Time at Band Camp quote from?
I don't know, pass.
Camping for Dummies is part of the For Dummies reference book series. What is the main color on the cover of those books?
Yellow.
The Brady Bunch went camping back in the day. What was the mom's name on that show?
Florence.
S'mores are great to have while camping. What are the three ingredients for a s'more?
Graham cracker, marshmallow, and chocolate.
What is the 2013 movie involving camping that stars Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, God.
Any guesses?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, out of time.
We'll bring back the Jaybird.
Jay Daniels, come on in.
There we go. Sorry. Hi, Michael. How'd it go?
Hi. That one was pretty brutal.
It was brutal. Oh, okay. Well, we'll see.
And I feel like you might have known a couple of them. You just couldn't get to it, and so you had to pass.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you did pretty well.
Like the Jason Sudeikis.
All right. I don't want to know any. Don't go any further.
Don't go any further. Don't give this guy any
hints. No hints, please. No tips. No nothing. Here we go, Steve.
All righty, Jay. The movie Daddy Day Camp was the feature film directorial debut for this person who played Kevin Arnold on The Wonder Years.
Oh.
Did you follow all that?
I did. Pass. I think I know it, but pass.
Nico Moon's Good Time video shows a campfire. Nico co-wrote songs like Homegrown for this band.
Zach Brown.
What movie is the This One Time at Band Camp quote from?
American Pie, I think.
Camping for Dummies is part of the For Dummies reference book series. What is the main color on the cover of those books?
The Dummies ones?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're yellow, just one color, yellow.
Yeah. The Brady Bunch went camping back in the day. What was the mom's name on that show?
It was my mom's name, Carol.
S'mores are great to have while camping. What are the three ingredients for a s'more?
The graham crackers, the marshmallow, and chocolate.
What is the 2013 movie involving camping that stars Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston?
Were the Millers?
Do you get that?
Not really, no.
I mean,
it was slightly after.
We'll see.
We'll see if it was slightly after. We're going to check the tape, just make sure. Yeah. Run it back.
Yeah. All right, should we just go over some
As answers? Odd as it is, that movie was just on.
It's always on.
I mean, it literally is always on.
Yeah. I've watched that so many times.
TBS.
Oh, I mean, it's
one of my favorites.
I always keep coming into the same scene all the time. Anyway, here we go.
The movie Daddy Day Camp was the feature film directorial debut for this person who played Kevin Arnold on The Wonder Years. Sorry for the long question.
Freddie Savage.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Oh, Freddie.
You know who I was thinking? I was thinking of Frankie Munoz.
Okay.
Fred Savage. Okay.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
But still incorrect.
Thank you. No point.
It's 0-0.
You didn't get either, Michael. Okay, good.
Nico Moon's Good Time video shows a campfire. Nico co-wrote songs like Homegrown for this band.
I actually didn't know that. I mean, I knew the Homegrown song, but I didn't know Nico Moon had anything to do with it.
Yeah. I think he did a couple songs for a Zac Brown band.
Look at him go.
Yeah. So both of you got that right. Yeah,
oh, wow. Nice. Well done, Michael. 1-1.
Thank you.
What movie is this one time at band camp quote from?
Man, Michael couldn't get there. I feel like he knew it. He just couldn't get there. Jay got it. 2-1, American Pie.
Great movies. Camping for Dummies is part of the Four Dummies reference book series. What is the main color on the cover of those books? Going with yellow on that one.
Yellow.
Yeah, and both you dummies got it right.
Easy, Kevin. Easy.
3-2, Michael. The Brady Bunch went camping back in the day. What was the mom's name on the show? Jay, you said Carol, and Michael said Florence. Technically, both are correct.
Oh, Florence. Florence Henderson, yeah.
Florence Henderson.
Oh, there you go.
And then Carol Brady was the, yeah. So yeah.
I guess that counts,
you know,
right?
I'm going to let it count.
I feel like it. I mean, that's the actress's name. So yeah. Why not? 4-3, right? Kevin, am I keeping score correctly?
Yep.
All right.
S'mores are great to have while camping. What are the three ingredients for a s'more?
Michael, you better have got this one right.
Oh, he did.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, if you don't know what's in his s'mores, you should check yourself.
He did, and he did it with passion.
Okay, good.
Graham cracker, marshmallow, and chocolate. Oh,
did you
yeah.
see the cup noodles s'more flavor that they released? Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
That was an odd one. I saw the packaging of it today. It was like cup of noodles. Well, they don't say cup of noodles. It's cup noodles, but whatever. And it tastes like s'mores. I'm not even sure I'm in on that. Are you in on that?
No.
I feel like that does not go sweet and noodles, I don't think, go together, but what do I know?
Sweet and noodles.
Yeah, I don't know nothing.
What is the 2013 movie involving camping that stars Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston? Was thinking of We Are the Millers. Or
and what
Millers.
What did Michael say?
He didn't get that one.
Oh, Michael.
Jay, 6 today. That's really good.
Wow.
6-5.
6-4,
sorry.
6-4. Michael, can you give us a number to try to get through to get this travel mug, and then maybe you can come back through and get it? What number would you like to choose?
Lucky number 13.
13 it is, my friend. All right, be good, buddy. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening.
I guess they did camp in that movie.
Well, there's an RV.
They were in an RV.
Yeah, and so it's they do have the camping scene.
But there
scene.
Is the one scene where they are with the...
The whole
Nick
kissing
Offerman
and yeah,
his,
yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
yeah.
That part is camping. That's the part I keep coming in on in that movie, Kevin.
Oh, really? When they're in the tent with Nick Offerman and his wife, who I can't remember her name, but she is hilarious.
Oh, what?
Megan Mullally, is that her name?
That's his real wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, is that?
I can't remember the actress. And
she's so funny.
She is very funny.
Are you looking it up? I'm looking it up.
Oh, boy. Well, someone is.
Someone is. Not you.
Nope, not me.
Catherine Hahn.
That's right.
Catherine Hahn.
She's hilarious.
Sure,
she's great. Sure, yes.
The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was going to commit to Idol this year.
It's hard to do both.
And so I'm trying to watch all Idol. I don't know. I kind of forgot about The Voice.
It makes it kind of confusing, though, if you're watching two singing reality shows at the same time.
Kevin James.
Yeah, that's extremely complicated.
So confusing.
All right, fine.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
We're slowing it down a little bit for you here, Steve, so, you know, good luck.
I appreciate that.
Good luck to you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
I've got to ask a question. It's the stat of the day, but today I need, instead of relying on a stat from the internet,
right?
I need to make our own stat.
Okay.
You all right with that?
Yeah, I am, yes.
Okay, good. Because what I need to know from people listening today, Seven Calls Says It All, I guess, would do the trick for me.
Okay.
And it's about potato salad. You brought in potato salad today.
I did, yes.
I'd like to see if I can read the ingredients on this one.
I don't know. We'll see. This will be a fun experiment.
Potatoes.
Right. That's good.
Let's see if it's... Do you think good it's start. The number one
good
thing?
Good start. I mean, it should be. I don't know if it is.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sweet pickle relish.
Okay.
Boy, a lot of big words.
Right, right.
That's the trouble with
you. Yeah, you get some preservatives.
Yeah, they got to put that stuff in there because otherwise it's too hard to keep it fresh.
Yep.
Once you get down to like after five ingredients, then it
doesn't really matter anyway at the point.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, those are the main ones. And it had something in there, sweet pickle relish.
Yeah.
Okay. That is what caught my attention and I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I need to know. What percentage of people put pickle in their potato salad?
If you make it at home or if you're... Because no one's adding that probably to store-bought, I wouldn't think.
Ooh, I mean, I would. I wouldn't mind doing that, Jay. I've never thought of it.
I never had either.
It was one of those where I wanted bigger chunks of pickle in this potato salad.
So you want to know if people who make their own potato salad...
Do you put pickles in it? Because not everybody does.
Seven Calls Says It All.
Might be one of the weirdest ones we've ever done.
Do you put pickles in your potato salad?
How many people make their own potato salad?
A lot.
Okay.
I mean, and this is the week for it.
It feels like it would be.
Oh, man.
509...
Every mom knows how to make potato salad.
4410999. Hello, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hi.
Hi, do you put pickles in it?
I do, but I don't put sweet pickles. I put dill pickles.
Right. Agreed. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Not sweet. What is... No. The sweet pickle thing? No.
I'm kind of with you on the... I mean, I don't know how much different it would taste. Probably quite a bit, but I just can't do sweet pickles, like, just in general, like...
Yeah.
The eating of... Yeah.
I love a sweet pickle. Yeah, and I love a sweet pickle, but I don't really think I want it in the potato salad.
Yeah, dill all
the way. I like
dill. Yeah, good call. Yes,
dill
thank you.
Way.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Have a great day. Thank you.
Oh, I was going to have a Ranker potato salad.
Her own?
Yes.
Oh. Jane Kevin Show, hello.
Oh, no.
Let's see what you've done. Hi, Coyote Country.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you put a pickle in it?
Absolutely. Anyway, yeah, the dill is the way to go with the potato salad. Sweet pickles go in like tuna fish salad.
That is correct.
Oh.
Yep. Sweet pickles and tuna is great. What do you rank your potato salad on a scale of
he doesn't care.
1 to 10?
He didn't care. He got his answer in. Jane, yes, Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Do you put a pickle in it?
I put dill pickle in it and I put pickle juice in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Quick, ask her the ranking thing before she hangs up
on
you.
She's not going to hang up. Okay. She's not going anywhere. We got her locked in, I can tell.
Please hang up.
Do you put cheese in your potato salad?
No.
You do not.
All right.
What do you rank your potato salad?
Don't answer the question.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
About a 9.5.
Let's go. All right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a big range.
All right. Thank you. Good. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So close to perfection.
Jane Kevin Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Do you put a pickle in it?
Oh, absolutely. Dill pickles, no sweet pickles.
Yeah, what is with the sweet thing?
You do
that
both
is weird.
Of them.
No, she said no sweet
pickles. Oh, I thought she said, okay.
No sweet pickles.
No, N-O, Kevin. No means no, Kevin. No sweet pickles.
I thought she was doubling up the pickles.
Ask her the cheese.
Do you put cheese in it?
No cheese.
You know what?
The secret is half mayonnaise, half Miracle Whip.
Oh.
Wait, what was
half
it?
Half mayo, half Miracle Whip.
Okay.
Yep, and then mustard and dill pickles make the perfect potato salad.
And and you just chop up the dill pickles. You don't do juice, you just do the pickle itself.
Just the pickle itself.
Okay. All right. Very good. Hey, thank you. And, Kevin, what's the rank on your own?
Oh, yeah. How do you rank it?
How do I rank mine?
Yeah, your
on
own.
A scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
That a girl. Oh, yeah. Don't be shy about it. It's good, right? You should.
Wow. What is your name again?
I'm Shelby.
Shelby's Perfect Potato Salad.
Ooh, that's a great one. I would buy that.
Yeah, what time do you want us over for the 4th?
Come over at 2. You're more than welcome.
Oh, what a very nice. That's very sweet. Shelby, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, you guys are welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm no longer going to your brother's. I'm going to Shelby's.
I don't blame you. Jay and Kevin show, hello.
10 out of 10.
Hey, guys.
Well, I mean, you better rank your own as a 10. Otherwise, why wouldn't you change it to make it a 10? I feel like, just be proud.
Yeah.
How do you put a pickle in it, Rick?
Well, the funny thing is I actually looked at the recipe for the first time ever like a couple days ago because I'm going to make it for my mom for her birthday and she loves potato salad.
Yeah.
And on the recipe, they had like 5 stars on 700 reviews. And the second ingredient was sweet pickle relish.
Really?
Huh. So, yeah. So I'm like, if it's got that many reviews on 5 stars, it's got to go in there.
So you're going to do the sweet pickle.
My wife said, you better put dill pickle relish. I said, not that what the recipe says. Get over it.
Oh. Wow.
Well, you told her.
Okay. All right, then. And how much were those $5,000 tires for your truck? $5,000? Okay. Just helping here.
Oh, Rick.
So you had not, you're not an aficionado. You had to actually look up the recipe?
Oh, man, I love potato salad. Everyone else always made it for me.
Yeah, right.
I never wanted to.
Yeah.
But where do you rank yours?
It's going to be a 10, right, Rick?
Always.
Attaboy.
I do, and what Rick did is something so smart. It's the same thing I do. If I don't know how
you
to
look
make
it up,
something,
yeah.
You look it up, but then you look for the one that has the most reviews and the highest stars.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's smart.
I kind of want to have the potato salad with sweet and then the potato salad with dill side by side so you can taste it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I keep thinking in my head that I wouldn't like the one with the sweet, but then I'm probably lying. I probably would eat it.
It's good, but I will tell you, the whole time I was eating this that had the sweet in it, I was like, man, I was craving for a big dill pickle. I just wanted that flavor of the dill pickle.
Just dip it in your potato salad, Kevin. You'll be good to go.
There you go.
What, and use it like a spoon?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with that, Steve?
Using food as utensils is the best. Come on. Did you know that? You can eat the utensil?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. Just pickles.
Yes. I also found another great use for potato salad.
Okay.
I had some potato chips here, some barbecue chips, and it was kind of at the end of the bag where it was all the crumbs.
Oh.
I just dumped it all on top of the potato salad and mixed it. It just holds the crumbs together.
I love that part.
Perfectly.
I love that.
So it's like a s'more.
Huh?
Rick, we'll see you, buddy.
What part of dumping crumbs on potato salad is like a s'more?
Well, it's got lots of things going on. You're combining. It's good.
Oh, boy.
I'm starting to revoke your invitation.